Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
On a funky flashback Friday. That means DJ Alex Teichert is where?
I'm in the crate!
That's right. He is dusty, folks. So you want to tune in for that, if nothing else. But there is plenty else to tune in for. And that is 3 hours of the best sports talk you can find anywhere. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83. You won't be sorry. And this hour, at the bottom of the hour, Mike Lombardi, three-time Super Bowl champion executive, host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, and he is just great to talk to about the NFL. And so I'm looking forward to that. You should be as well. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Man, I'm great. I am great. I'm just blessed. I got nothing but blessings coming my way, man. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. That's how I feel.
Me too. Let's do it.
All right.
We're
let's
blessed.
Do it.
And the biggest thing for me, Chris, on Monday, and I put it out on social media and my Twitter and all that, is my baseball writing class at USC starts on Monday. I'm so excited. Got about 25 kids. And my first guest is none other than ESPN's big baseball reporter, Jeff Passan.
Wow.
Who's going to join us via Zoom. We've also scheduled Chris, the commissioner. We've scheduled Bob Costas and Michael Kay.
Oh, the commissioner.
I got so many people.
No wonder you so soft on baseball.
Yeah, all right.
You in cahoots with the commissioner.
Yeah, all right. No, I can't wait.
You soft as butter when it comes to talking about freaking MLB. But I get it.
Can't wait.
All right. The Odd Couple crew, super producer Rob G's in the house. You've already heard about DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and twos.
CB, I got a serious question for you.
Oh.
Go ahead. Ready for this?
Do share. Yeah.
CB, how do you feel about Rob Parker wearing the King Movement sweater at Magic City? Yay or nay?
No.
Sorry, why not? Rob. I'm trying to look.
I'd rather you not.
You see right there?
You can wear everybody, obviously, you don't have to be a member of King to go to wear the shirt. So, you know, I like it. You in it. I like you repping. It looks great on you.
Yeah.
I prefer you not wear it to Magic
City.
Why not?
Me either. I might change some people's mind. They might say,
It was interesting. No, you might. I mean, good could come out.
You never know. People might say, what is king? What is that? You look like a king to me. Is there more meaning to it? And then I break it down for them.
It's actually a good shop talk that we should do one day. Because there was something I saw the other day about. And in fact, Rob, it was at Magic City, and they're playing a Christian hip-hop song in Magic City. I forgot who it's by. Emmanuel the Prophet, I think is his name. But they're playing a Christian hip-hop song in Magic City. So is that, how you feel about that? So that was, that could be an interesting shop talk one day. You should do that.
Yeah, it's legal. I'm happy for that. That's all good.
Well, legally, just because something's legal don't mean it's right.
No, I'm just saying. But
slavery
was
legal.
They're not doing anything illegal.
Racism was legal for a long time.
But they're not doing anything illegal. That's all. I'm against it. If something's illegal, then that's something else. That's me.
But my point is.
I get it, but I still.
No, you do not agree, though, that just because something's legal is right.
No, my point is.
I just gave you two examples.
Yeah, but I could give you other examples where I still think if someone's doing something illegal, and I hear what you're saying. We're talking about all kinds of things that have gone on in the
illegal
world.
Illegal and immoral are two different things.
Yeah, but who's saying what's immoral is where the question comes in. That's where I have
That's where you have things like religion.
Right. That's what's immoral to you might not be for other people, and other people might say it's okay to have 20 wives and 40 kids. And that in their religion, that's okay. And in my religion, maybe I might say that's not, or my morality, I'll say, no, that's not right.
So you're saying there's no truth?
No, I'm just saying it depends on what people want to believe.
No, you need a standard.
I got it.
You need a standard.
But we
got
to admit there are different standards for different people. That's it.
Well, different people choose different standards. I think there's a universal truth. But that's neither here nor there for this show.
We'll
sports.
Never be able to do that today, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we talking sports. On the social media, I think I said Elijah Sabunia, and on the update.
Hey, Steve.
That's right, Steve Desager. All right, Rob, last night, I mean, it was great night for the NBA. Great night for the NBA. I watched the two games on TNT with bated breath. First of all, you had the Milwaukee Bucks led by Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Is this a commercial for the NBA?
Nah, I'm just speaking from my heart. It was great. If you like basketball, I don't know how you couldn't like what you saw last night. Giannis and Victor Wembanyama went at it. And Rob, one thing that was different was they were guarding each other for a good chunk. Like nowadays, you don't really see a Steph and a Kyrie guarding each other. A LeBron and Durant, even in their heyday at times, guarding each other. You know, they went at it. They wanted each other's smoke. And then to cap it off, we're not going to really talk about this, but Nikola Jokic, 18-point comeback in the last 6 minutes against Golden State, and then he hits a 39-foot three-pointer at the buzzer, hands all up in his face.
Can't wait to talk about that later. I got thoughts on that.
Really? We weren't going to talk about it. Are we getting to that?
That's in the
notes. Oh, you must be wanting to talk. Okay, you want to talk about Golden State.
No. Not Golden State. We're going to talk about the shot.
About what?
The shot. Later on.
Oh, the shot. Oh, yeah. You're talking about with the 39 to 40, 40, he said. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Wembanyama, right? You asked me last night if some of the correct me if I'm mischaracterizing what you said, but kind of if some of the shine is off Wimby, is that fair?
Yeah.
It's
definitely harder to watch because they're so bad. Yeah.
It still isn't hard. What's hard for me to watch when I watch the Spurs is the way I think they're misusing Wembanyama. So last night, Rob, Giannis goes for 44 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Great performance in 40 minutes. Wemby, 27 points, 9 rebounds, 5 rejections, blocks for those that don't know. In 26 minutes, he got an ankle injury and he's on a freaking minutes restriction. It's the ankle. And if he can go out there and play against arguably the best player in the world for 26 minutes hard, why can't he do it for 34? Come on, man. But anyway, that's what's hard for me to watch with the Spurs. I want to see Wimby get the Michael Jordan rookie treatment, the LeBron James rookie treatment, the Shaquille O'Neal rookie treatment, where you let him play. But that's what's frustrating with me. I mean, the dude is bad, is what I'm saying. Last night, Robbie had several highlights. He had a play in the corner where Giannis is guarding him, and Giannis is a great defender, one of the best in the league. And he didn't even have the ball. Threw a couple of juke moves, got wide open under the basket for a dunk. He had a play where he threw the ball off the glass, caught it, and dunked it. He had a play where he went in transition, went behind the back to shake somebody. Not a dribble, but just took the ball behind his back and then dunked on Brook Lopez in transition. And, of course, he had the play where he blocked Giannis's shot, which I don't know if anybody else in the NBA going to do that. But the dude's the truth. People jumped on me. And I never said, Robin, you know this. I never said he was definitely going to be better than Olajuwon and Durant and all that. What I said was last year before the draft was that with all of this hype, right? The hype was he's the best prospect in American sports history. And so I was like, with all of this hype, he has to be better than those guys. If he's not better than Olajuwon, who's one of the greatest of all time, with all of the hype, then it's a disappointment. And Durant, it's a disappointment. And from what I see right now, Rob, he will be. He will be.
I'm not this convinced, to be honest. I got to say this. I'm disappointed.
Oh, my God.
I'm disappointed that he hasn't had a better or greater impact. How can you add Wimby to any team and be worse? That's what I don't understand. If he's that guy and he's a generational talent and he's a player that we've never seen and he's going to go down in the record books and the history books of the NBA, and yet his team has 5 wins in 34 games. That doesn't even make sense to me. Ain't no way the Spurs should be worse with Wimby. And I'm not saying, Chris, it's all on him, but if you're telling me it's got to be like we're waiting for other players to make the Spurs better? That doesn't even make sense. How are we waiting for other players to make them better? Nobody's saying they should be 500. Nobody's saying they should be in the mix for the playoffs. They should be better than they were a year ago when you have a guy putting up the numbers, doing the things that he's doing, that they should translate into some wins. Not 5-29. Here we are into 2024, and they're on pace to be one of the worst teams in NBA history. How? How can that guy be attached to that? They got a Hall of Fame coach. They got a franchise that's won nothing but champ. They've got a franchise that has history, a storied history of winning. And Wimby shows up, and they turn into, let's get in the lottery again and get another player because we're so terrible. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
How much have you watched of him?
I've watched bits and pieces. You know what I mean? I've watched a lot of highlights, and I've watched a couple of games. I don't watch every Spurs game. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But I've watched the highlights.
When you watch him play, I got to be honest, I don't see how you can come away with that thought. One, to answer your question, though, I think a big issue, I mean, I don't like the way they're handling him. That's one. But 29 minutes a game, that's all he's playing. I mean, when we look at the other, I mean, that's what I meant, Rob, when I was like, let's give him the Shaq treatment, the LeBron treatment, the Jordan treatment. I mean, because when they were rookies, they played 40 minutes. And he's getting 29. So that's a big issue. How he's not able, you can't impact the game as much in 29 minutes. It's just as simple as that. But I think I don't. But my philosophy in general, and I get it, 5 and 28 or whatever they
five
are.
5 and 29. Yeah.
Yeah. That is, you know, that's incredibly incredible losing situation. It's not, you know, Jordan won 38 games as a rookie. You know, that wasn't great. He won, so
that's what we expect. 30-something, 35, you know what I mean.
5 wins. But my thing is, that's not even that important to me because I'm watching the way the guy's playing. I don't hold rookies to a standard of winning. I don't hold, you know, really young players in general to a standard of winning. Because I don't expect them to step right into the league and, like, become great, great players that all of a sudden take their team, you know, to the top of the league or near the top of the league. Unless you already go to a team that's awesome. And so the kid just turned 20. Last night, he went – I mean, how many 20-year-olds are going to go mano a mano – with, again, I don't think Giannis is the best player in the world, but some people do. But he's arguably the best player in the world. He went one-on-one with Giannis and lived to tell about it, so to speak. Like, I mean, in fact, Giannis, do you have any quotes from him, Rob G, quickly? Because Giannis was raving about him. I don't know if we could find the quotes, but yeah, so let's get to the callers, hear what you guys think. I don't hold the Spurs record at all in any way, shape, or form against Wemby. I think the dude is showing us that he's going to be a great one. He's averaging 19, 10, and 3 blocks. But what are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob says Wembanyama's disappointing. I say he's going to be awesome. What say you? Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose.
I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. Nice start, Alex. Nice start. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, I was looking for the Giannis quote on Wembanyama. Here's a few things he said. I've never seen anything like that. You haven't seen anything like that. Sky's the limit. And whoever said he's 7'3", that's a lie. He's much taller than 7'3". I think he is like 7'5". So I don't know what the 7'3 was. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob says he's disappointed in Wembanyama so far. I say, oh my goodness, this boy's going to be a monster. What are your thoughts?
Kevin. In Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
That is good. What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What up, brother? How you doing, man?
Great, great. Look, Rob, you got to listen to Chris on this. The guy is a superstar. I mean, when you watch him play, he does things that you've never seen on a basketball court. I watched him against Anthony Davis. I've never seen anybody cower over Anthony Davis before. He just dunked on him, and they were going at it. Anthony was giving it to him, too. I think what was great about last night's game was seeing those two superstars go at it, yep. And it was like you were really on the court watching pickup basketball. They were talking trash. Giannis was going at him. He's like, yo, I'm still here. So I love yep. seeing that. We need more of that in the NBA. I remember when De'Aaron Fox and Stephen Curry were going at it. The league needs that. Silver needs that. The players need it. And the reason the Spurs are so bad is because Greg Popovich is doing weird things with that lineup. Trey Jones should be starting at point guard. He's got Jeremy Shockey on as a point guard when he's a small forward.
So kind,
he's putting
yeah, so
in and out of the lineup, and it's just weird lineup changes with that team. I think Trey Jones plays way better with Wambion, and they need to have a more settled lineup with that guy, but you can't put that on Wambion. I mean, he's a rookie, and I remember, like, when you saw LeBron count come out, he just looked different. Kareem. He yep. looked different. So when you look at great players, that's how you look at how they change the game. Curry changed the game. Wambion's changing the game. I've never seen a 7'5" guy handle the ball like a point guard, do a step back three, and then come down and dunk on four people.
They could be 5'29" without him. That's how little his impact
that's
has been.
That's fine, Rob. I mean,
they could be 5'29". They could be 5'29".
Dude, and think he
Kevin,
ain't playing.
Kevin,
he ain't
they could be five.
Yep. Or gonna
I didn't
be.
Say he. I did not say he wasn't be. A great player. He doesn't have any impact. I said, Kevin, the Spurs can be 5'29" without Wemby. Would you agree with that? Yes or no?
And the Bulls,
yes or no? Yes or no, Kevin? Kevin,
Kevin,
answer the question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you. Have a great day. Thank you,
Rob. Could the Bulls have gotten swept in the playoffs without Michael Jordan?
Dre in Michigan.
Huh?
Are we talking about? We're not talking about Michael Jordan.
No,
right
I'm just. It's appropriate though for that question you asked.
We're not talking about. I want to
okay.
just say.
I ain't think so.
Yeah,
okay.
Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What up, dudes? What's up, y'all? All right, welcome back, Chris.
What up, man? Thank you.
Not much. Hey, I'm sorry, Rob. I got to roll with Chris on this one. I'm not disappointed in Wembanyama. I'm disappointed in the way they handle him. You can
yes.
have a Ferrari, buy a Ferrari, put it, keep it in the garage, and then say, oh, I wonder why I'm not pulling as many women as I thought I would.
But maybe they see something, Dre, that they can't.
They don't see Jack,
that maybe
man.
They see
they,
something
overprotective.
That they're worried about
Ridiculous.
The guy playing on stilts, and they're trying to avoid this
but,
guy from having injury
it's
issues
why
already.
Kawhi got out right. of it, man. They better be careful. This they you're right, man. They mishandling it.
Look, this is what I'm saying. Rob,
it's ridiculous.
So put it away. Do you understand it? It's like saying you got a pocket full of singles, but you ain't spreading them. You wonder why the girls ain't coming to your table.
You're absolutely right.
It's the same thing, bro. So it's like, and plus I think it's like Chris talked about yesterday. I think it's kind of he getting that LeBron treatment where you got a bunch of guys that's jealous of him. They need to establish.
Don't you see it?
Okay, like, so get rid of all the players, right? All 11, get rid of everybody.
They don't treat him any differently than they treat, you know, Zach Collins and the other guys. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right. You got to know what you got.
Yeah. Give him the rock. All right. We got Michael Lombardi around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a three-time Super Bowl championship executive, now host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN. We welcome in Michael Lombardi. Mike, welcome to the iCouple.
Mike.
Hey, there's my guys, Chris, Rob. Rob, what are you on? I mean, you're a Detroit guy. Are you pounding your chest out there for these Lions?
No, Mike. Until they win a playoff game, I'm out on the Lions. They got one playoff win since 1957, Mike. Come on, Mike.
You know who the coach was?
Who was the coach in 1957? I forgot.
It was Buddy Parker.
Buddy Parker. You're right.
Buddy Parker, and then the guy that Buddy Parker invented nickel defense. Buddy Parker invented the 2-minute offense. Buddy Parker invented a lot of things.
Wow.
You know, but, you know, I wrote about it in Football Done Right. But, I mean, look, you had a great coach in Buddy Parker. Of course, like most Lions, you let him get away.
Yes. Mike, you know, Mike Shula was on their staff, Chris, as an assistant. Don Shula was an assistant with the Lions. Yep. Instead, they went with Wayne Fonts. That's all you need to know, Wayne Fonts.
Well, I think Wayne should do the coin toss in the first playoff game. What do you think about that, Rob?
Wow. I don't know if they want to bring him around. Not too much good stuff happened. Well, it's true. The last time they won, I'm going to give it that 1991, it was Wayne Fonts. And I'll say this, Mike. I remember watching that game when the Lions won that game and they beat the Dallas Cowboys. And I swear to you, you go back and go watch that on YouTube. John Madden says after that game, you're watching the two teams of the 90s, the Lions and the Cowboys, and you're going to see so much from these two teams the next decade. And the Cowboys wind up being a dynasty, winning 3 out of 4. But on that day, the Lions had beaten them.
Well, look, he was 1 for 2. He's 50%. You know, my first NFL game was at the Silverdome, and I was standing there. We opened the season in 1984 against a really good Lions team. Monty Clark was the coach, and I'll never forget it. I'm sitting there, I'm standing there, and Eddie DeBarlo's in the press box. He wasn't even in the owner's box, and one of his bodyguards said to me, "Mr. D needs cigarettes. Go get cigarettes." So he handed me a $100 bill and told me to go buy cigarettes out at the concession stand. I ran out there. I brought back 2 packs of cigarettes with $98 of change. They told me to keep the money, and I'm like, "This is the greatest gig I've ever
had." Oh my God, unbelievable! Hey, one last quick thing that you went out and bought. Obviously, you were of a legal age, but you remember as kids, they used to send kids to the store to buy cigarettes for adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that, Chris? You remember? Were you too young?
They just send you
out like you were a 6 or 7 year old with money and go buy me a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, you go to any Italian funeral, they were selling cigarettes out of the back of a trunk.
All right,
Mike. Let's go to the Patriots. And there's, as you know, all year long, it's been talk about will Belichick be back after this season? Do you think that this game against the Jets will be his last game as head coach of the Patriots? And what's your view on whether or not it should be as well?
Well, I don't think it should be. He's the greatest coach of all time. I mean, I don't know how you could, you know, you're going to find somebody better than him. Now, I think really the fundamental question is, do you want to make a change? Do you want to change how you run your organization? And I can't answer that. Robert Kraft has to. Because Bill's been running the team, and Bill runs the team.
Yep.
And if he wants to bring in, if his son Jonathan or someone else wants to come in and kind of oversee everything, then you're changing the dynamics of the structure that won 6 Super Bowls. And they have every right, every single right to want to do that because that's their team. They own them. But I think you got to ask yourself the question like you have to do anytime you make a coaching change. Who are we going to get that's better than the coach we have? Could we make the coach we have better? could we do something to help it? And I don't know if that's going to be true. Now, the one thing I do know is nobody's really come out and said, look, it's ridiculous to think that Bill's not going to be the coach of the team next year. That would have been easy to say, but nobody's really said that. Right. So there's obviously a lot of momentum going that he's not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, I mean, it feels like that because you're right. You could just end all the speculation and say, Bill's going to be back next year. Can we stop and just move on if you wanted to?
If he's not back, Mike, and obviously a lot of teams going to want him, where do you think would be the best fit? Like, I think Buffalo would be good, but obviously they won't trade him within the division. The Chargers, well, I mean, their structure, is that somewhere you could see him landing? Or what do you? Because I think he'd want to coach.
Oh, I definitely think he wants to coach. I mean, I know he wants to coach.
He wants to get the record.
Right.
I mean, he's better. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with the record. I just think he's really good at what he does, and he wants to keep doing it. I don't know the answer to that question. You know, I think to me, a lot of it comes down to, look, you know, yesterday – I think marked the 24th anniversary of him saying no to the Jets. You know, for Bill, it's really about the relationship with the owner. It's about, can he instill his culture? Can he build the team that he wants to build? And I can't answer that question because, I don't know what job and what owner is going to be willing to talk to him about those things. So, you know, I think that's the hard part. But look, here's what I do know is when you watch him play, they're not very good this year, but they've been in a lot of games. So offensively, they've been atrocious. They can't score, you know, but they've been able to hang in the games. I mean, they could easily have 8 wins, easily have 8 wins. They're not a bad team. They have a bad record. They're not a bad team. They can't get anything out of their quarterback, and they have been the most giving team in the league in terms of turning the ball over. Watch the first quarter of the Buffalo game. I mean, they play Buffalo. You can ask Josh Allen. I mean, that was a hard game for Buffalo. Now, Buffalo wins the game by 6, but I can promise you now, they didn't play very well. And Buffalo's all this talk about Buffalo being, you know, improved on offense and Buffalo's doing this and that. It's really, when you watch the tape of that game, New England beat the hell out of them. Mm.
Let's go to another coach who's in college, Jim Harbaugh, and obviously he's got his team in the national championship game, trying to win his first championship. Is he going to the NFL? Looks like there's another investigation brewing. He's already had a couple suspensions. It looks like could he get out of Dodge and head to the NFL after this, win or lose?
You know, the first suspension was, I think he gave somebody money at IHOP during a COVID. I mean, we're giving out NIL money for millions of dollars, and they're gonna suspend you 3 games for giving a breakfast meal to at IHOP. I mean, seriously, where is?
Well, the cheating scandal. Are we poo pooing that too? The stealing of the signs, and the guy was on his staff. And
Rob, if you want to go in down that road. There's guys in the Hall of Fame that have been stealing signs.
All right, okay? Well, let's expose them, Mike. Give me names of the guys in the Hall. Why not? Expose them.
I could write a hell of a book about that. Now,
when you were with the Patriots, were they cheating? Let me ask you, Mike. When you were with the Patriots, did you and Bill Belichick, did y'all cheat?
That whole the Flategate scandal was the biggest crock of crap created by the NFL, created by –
talking about Spygate. Give me Spygate.
I wasn't there for Spygate. I don't have no idea about Spygate.
So Eric Mangini, who was on his staff, was just throwing that up against the wind? Is that what you're saying?
I wasn't there. I was in Oakland. I was trying
what are you,
to mind.
Do you believe Eric Mangini when he said, don't do that to me? I know what you're doing.
I have no idea, Rob. I'm like a good mafia.
I love
boss.
You. I love you. Thing. You would be the. I can't crack you. I can't crack
there's
you.
There's no way you're going to get me on
okay.
that one.
All right.
I think, to me, you know, I think the Jim Harbaugh, it's going to come down to, look, Jim's these NFL head coaches now are making big-time money. First-year coaches are making almost $10 million a year. So I think the conversation about Jim is he's got Donnie as his agent. He's going to call teams up and say, look, here's what Jim wants, here's what Jim needs, and here's the salary. Are you in or are you out? It's like $5 blackjack. You either want to play it or you don't. And so that's going to really, you know, the Raiders have spent a lot of money on head coaches.
Oh, boy.
They spent a lot of money to get on Gruden. I think they paid him off. They paid on McDaniels. Do they have $20, $25 million a year to pay for Harbaugh? I don't know. I don't know their finances. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Do the Chargers, do they want them? They won't pay $20-25 million.
Yeah, they don't. They haven't paid anybody before.
I think that's a good fit for him. At least football wise.
I think it's going to take serious cash. If they're willing to pay, it's going to take serious cash. Look, the one thing I do know about the NFL right now, the owners are buying yachts. And when you're buying yachts, not like little boats, like they're buying yachts, everybody's making money.
Yep, no doubt. Let's go to Chicago. Justin Fields has played better lately. Do you think it's a real question as to what they should do, or would you simply draft Caleb Williams, or would you stick with Fields?
I think if you have a question mark about what he should do, is just watch the Chicago Bears play the Browns. Watch him in that game. 40 passes, 170 yards passing. Like, at some point, you got to throw the ball. Like, everybody keeps making excuses for Fields. Like, you know, you got to throw the football, you got to be accurate, and you got to win the fourth quarter. And when you watch Jim Schwartz's defense just really neutralize the Bears in that game, you get an answer. Now, you can watch him against the Falcons and say, man, he's playing really well. It's the Falcons, right? You measure your team by the best teams you got to
beat. See, I'm with you always. It is who you beat and how you do it and when it happens. There's a lot of phony numbers that go on in sports. I'm with you. And if it's not a definitive, yes, he's my quarterback, and there's no doubt about it. And I can't believe anybody in Chicago really believes that it's that definitive.
There's no visual evidence of it against a good team. Now, look, he's going to go play Green Bay. Like, everybody seems to have forgotten Green Bay beat them 38-20 in the opening game. It was really 38-13, and they scored a touchdown at the end of the game. I think he had less than 200 yards passing. In the last seven games, he's only had one game of over 200 yards passing. Are we serious about saying he's our franchise quarterback when we can't throw for over 200 yards?
Right. Nah, that's fair. There's no doubt about that. That is Michael Lombardi. We almost got him.
We almost got him. Hey, come
you're
on, Mike.
Me, Rob.
Mike, what
I
are these?
I can't wait. I miss you, Rob.
Chris, I know.
I miss you, Rob. I miss all those ridiculous things.
Thank you.
I can hammer you on.
There you go. That's all right. Hey, almost 40 years doing this. I'm going to keep doing it, you know?
Keep going, Rob.
No doubt.
I love it, man.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. Happy New Year,
man. Thanks for joining us. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Baker Mayfield, big game this weekend. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City. That damn Wimby cost me last night. 0-for-2 last night, Shekel City.
You should stop betting against him now.
Yeah, all right. They can't win a game, but they covered the spread. They drive me crazy with that. All right, 0-for-2 last night. Here we go. There were only two games. But tonight, Shekel City, best bet, 76ers minus 5.5, Chris. Hosting the Knicks down in Philadelphia. And then I got the T-Wolves minus 3.5. They are in Houston against the Rockets. And I'm sorry, the Hornets. I know they won the other night, but my God, I'm taking the Bulls minus 9.5. The Hornets.
I ain't paying for that.
Are in Chicago for that. So I got the 76ers minus 5.5, the T-Wolves minus 3.5, and the Bulls minus 9.5. Yes. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Yes, thank you.
All right, Rob. Big weekend. I mean, in the NFL, you got some teams sitting players, San Francisco, Kansas City, Baltimore, sitting a lot of their top players, understandably so. But other teams have huge games. We've talked about the Bills and the Dolphins. Bills playing for their playoff lives, and we'll get into that later. But also Tampa Bay. They are playing at Carolina, which is the worst team in the league. And Tampa Bay, if they win, they will win the NFC South and be in the playoffs.
You know what's crazy, Chris? Last year, was it Jacksonville? Who was the team that was supposed to be Jacksonville and wind up losing? Remember that last year? Was that the Colts?
Tennessee?
The Colts? Do you remember? 2 years ago. You remember that, Chris? All they do is beat Jacksonville,
yes,
and they were bad. And they lost.
I can't remember
who
that was, but yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you remember that? Right. And that was it. That was what got Carson Wentz out of there. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah, no question about it.
It ain't that easy.
So the question is this. Baker Mayfield, I got to be honest, he's had a nice year. He's thrown for almost 4,000 yards, probably will throw for over 4,000. He's only like 93 yards shy. Has thrown for, Rob, 28 touchdowns. Guess what? He's in the NFC, but that's as much as anybody in the NFC is thrown for.
Is that right?
28 touchdowns, yep. And 10 interceptions, which is not bad. So he's had a nice year. The question is, if you're Tampa, win or lose, and if it's different based on whether or not they win or lose, certainly share that. Win or lose, what are you doing if you're Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield?
I'm bringing him back.
I mean, are you? I agree. I would franchise him 1 year. I'm not ready to give him a 3 year, $100 million deal.
You don't have to do that, but you should. Right. You need to.
I mean, Seattle did that with Geno, and it's been okay. I would franchise Baker,
because the problem is, as you know, there just aren't many quarterbacks around. I mean, like you could say, oh yeah, just go get somebody else. Who? Who are you going to get? We just saw this year, Chris, with all the injuries and all that stuff. Look at the guys who played this year, who lined up as starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Rob, some of them will be in the playoffs.
It is crazy how bad it was. So I'm not saying, give them an ironclad 3-year deal and all that stuff, but you got to pay the guy. Go ahead, franchise him, pay him, and then if he has a second year there and you want to go forward, then you do it. But he deserves money.
I'm in lockstep with you. He's played well enough.
Yes.
I definitely, like you said, for next year at least, I don't know where else I would go.
Where are you going to go?
Right. I mean, could they try to get – do they want Justin Fields? I don't know. Maybe if they want to kick that around the front office, have a discussion about it. Okay, you can do something like that. But – I agree. I would feel comfortable bringing back Baker Mayfield for a year. And I'm not, because Rob, when I think franchise quarterback, I think a guy that for the next 3 to 5 years, like I'm not looking for another quarterback. You know what I mean? Like he's my guy. I'm good. Whether he's the best in the league or the seventh best in the league, I'm comfortable with him. We can win with him big. I don't know that Baker's there yet. And so I'd like to see another year where, you know, he plays well next year. And they presumably have a better season. So, yeah, I'm with you. That you're definitely bringing him back, I would think. The question was, do you give him a 3-year deal or a long-term deal? And I'm just not ready to go there yet. But he's had a nice year. It's a nice bounce back for him. And so now if they lose, this would be a horrible loss. And I know he's banged up and he's playing through some rib pain. And, you know, that's great. He's a tough guy. But that's not going to be an excuse. You lose to Carolina, Rob, with the playoffs on the line. It looks bad. Still, I'd bring him back, and that's what I'm talking about. Franchise tag. 1 year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
And no, it would look bad, but we'd have to see what happened in the game. You know what I mean? Say if he gets knocked out in the first round.
It's not his fault. But if he plays, Rob, the whole game, they got to win this game. And Carolina's terrible. They should win. So we'll see how that plays out. 2 hours left of the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.